Hey, welcome to Esther Grace Encouragement and Motivational Podcast. The word encouragement means the action of giving someone support, confidence, or hope. The word motivational means designed to promote the desire or willingness to do or achieve something. As I put together this podcast with the help of God, I pray that each time you listen, indeed you will be blessed. The best thing about this podcast is that the words that I share are not my own, but those from and of God. So without the shadow of a doubt, I know we all will be encouraged and motivated, as the title says. Title: Uniquely Different. There are some feeds that I would get on my phone based on what I have searched for over a period of time. And one of them that I've been enjoying is the different types of plants, the way they look and how uniquely different they were, and just how awesome our God is. Because all these were created by Him, and all these plants have its own unique difference. And I just went off into meditating on us as human beings, how uniquely different we all are. All of us, and even though at times we may find others sharing the same name and birthdays as we do, we are all so different. Different in sizes, shapes, colors, attitudes. Our gifting and talents are different. Where some people can sing, run, jump, cook, and so many other things. Yet, we are defined with one word: people. Just as all the plants are defined with one word, yet we have the trees serving its purpose, whether it was made to give fruits so we can enjoy that delightful taste in our mouth, while some are just made to create shelter for us from the rain or the sun. We have the flower, where some can be cut and placed in a vase to help make our homes look more beautiful, while some yet so beautiful cannot be cut, but can only stay on the outside to make that space beautiful as well. Uniquely different. Defined by one name, yet having a different purpose in this world. It's the same thing with us as people. We are all uniquely different, beautifully made by God, whether male or female. We are defined by one word: people. We all serve our different purposes here on earth. The point is, never ever for a second think in your mind that there is no purpose for you here on earth. Once you were given the opportunity to be born, then there is a purpose here for you. And if you're still trying to find that purpose, why not ask God to show you what it is? Remember, everyone is uniquely different. Whether we can be a flower to decorate someone's space, or we can just be a tree to give shelter, we still have a purpose. Let's look at some men and women in the Bible who were uniquely different but fulfilled their purposes. Moses, although he stuttered when speaking, his purpose was to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh. Exodus 3, verse 10. Joshua had to carry on the mantle of leading the people into the promised land. Be strong and of a good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swear unto them. Deuteronomy 31, verse 23. Peter was a fisherman, but was called by God to care for the church. Feed my sheep. St. John 21, verse 16. Matthew was a tax collector, yet called to be a disciple of Jesus. Nehemiah was the king's cupbearer, but when learned that the walls of Jerusalem was broken, he went to rebuild it. Esther stood up for her people when they were in trouble. Jeremiah was called to prophesy at a tender age, although most of his messages wasn't what people wanted to hear. He had to fulfill his purpose. All of Jesus' disciples were uniquely different, but that didn't stop them from doing their tasks or fulfilling their purposes. The woman at the well, she fulfilled her purpose as well. Let's read a few verses that speaks about one being uniquely different but fulfilling our purpose. 1 Peter 4:10-11. God has given each of us gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes everything to work together. Let us not be afraid of being different, because the truth is, we are all made uniquely different. Remember, some are made to water, some are made to plant, some are made to reap, some are made to sow. Some are made to be shelters for others. Whatever unique way we were created, we serve a purpose in this earth. So let's embrace our uniquely different selves and give God honor by fulfilling our purpose and take that we were created for. I want to repeat this part. Remember, some trees are made to bear fruit, while some are made for shelter. Some flowers are made to cut and put inside to beautify the house, while some are made to stay outside to beautify that part. No matter who we are, male or female, we were made uniquely different. Arise and shine and be who God has called you to be. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for reminding us that we are all created uniquely different with a purpose. Help us to never lose faith or hope. Help us to embrace ourselves to do what you have called us to do. Whether it is sheltering someone, encouraging someone, being that beautiful flower to brighten someone's life. We are all so special. Please help us to live up to your truth and be who you have called us to be, fulfilling your purpose with our unique selves. Amen. Platforms you can find Esther Grace Encouragement and Motivational Podcast on are anchor.fm/Esther Grace, google.Esther Grace Encouragement Motivational Podcast, www.breaker.audio/Esther Grace Encouragement and Motivational Podcast, Esther Grace Encouragement and Motivational Podcast .radiopublic, Spotify, and YouTube at Esther Grace Encouragement and Motivational Podcast, facebook.com/Esther Grace Encouragement and Motivational Podcast group. Please remember to like, share, and subscribe. Views and feedbacks are always welcome. And please remember, the songs you hear playing in the background, I have no rights to. Remember, we are all made uniquely different with a purpose to fulfill. So whether we are trees to bear fruit, or we're trees to give shelter, whether we're flowers to be cut and placed in a vase to put in someone's home, or we're just a flower to stay outside, whatever is our uniqueness, let us continue to be uniquely different and embrace who God has called us to be. God bless you. God made us all uniquely different, uniquely special in his own way. Remember, I love you. Have a God-blessed day. Thank you.